Okay, this is my 18th Christmas in San Jose.
今天这个今年是泰牧师在圣诞节。
I actually went back and looked at all the messages, and I think there are probably 17 or so Christmas messages that I had prepared.
过去看到17、18个圣诞节的信息。
Some years I preached on Magi.
有时候呢，我是讲到这个。
Other years I preached on shepherds. And one time it was about Joseph. Another time it was about Mary. In fact, one message that I preached several years ago, the title of the message was Why I Hate Christmas.
那记得几年以前讲过一个信息的主题是为什么我不喜欢圣诞节。
Now I was really being honest.
那个时候的确是跟大家很
I don't hate the message of Christmas.
我不是这个憎恨这个圣诞节的信息。
But I hate what Christmas actually has become.
但是我憎恨的是现在的这个圣诞节变成一个世俗的。
I hate how Santa Claus has replaced Jesus Christ.
我不喜欢看到这个圣诞老人现在取代了耶稣的位置。
And the message of the Christmas has become about our good deeds and the stuff and things that we receive as a reward.
那圣诞节的信息现在被人家扭曲成为是我们要怎么样的做为别人做好事情接受礼物。
I hate how this season has really become all about making profit in this season, starting from Black Friday.
那我更不喜欢的就是这个现在圣诞季节呢，就是从这黑色星期五开始，这个目的就是要赚钱。Cyber
Monday，
或者是这个 Cyber Monday，and
then Cyber Week，
Cyber 周。
I'm still getting emails, spam mails.
我现在到现在还有人这个送这些不受欢迎的这 email，
all the way leading up to Christmas season，
告诉我这个一直到现在都接到这些的
we have been entrenched with this consumeristic culture，
因为我们现在真的是被这个消费的主义的这个文化给
I also hate how families without friends or people without money， this is probably one of the most stressful season。
那我又特别的不喜欢的就是看到有一些是没有家庭的或者是没有亲戚没有朋友的人，
One survey says,
特别特别的孤单。
People of all the times or seasons, this is probably one of the loneliest seasons that they experience.
大概就是这个时候他们是觉得最孤单最有压力的时候。
I also hate how this Christmas celebration is rooted in our paganistic celebration.
那我也特别的憎恨这个我们今天的这个圣诞节里面许许多多的庆祝，其实是一个这个没有不信神的那种人的庆祝的来源。
In fact, the origin of Christmas has nothing to do with the actual birth of Christ.
当然我们晓得这个圣诞节这个日期的来源是跟这个耶稣诞生的日期是一点关联都没有。
It used to be a very paganistic ancient holiday.
以前是一个非常这个就是化外这个不信神的这个他们的文化的一种操练。
And when Romans embraced Christianity, they tried to convert their typical pagan holiday into religious holiday.
那罗马人呢，当他们这个接受了基督信仰的时候，他们就想把这些外邦人的这些习惯就带到这个信仰里面来。
In fact, you read the church history.
那假如说你看这个教会的历史的时候，
For the first 500 years since the time of Jesus, there was no record of any Christians celebrating the birth of Christ.
那就是在这个教会的历史里面，头500年没有任何一些的这个记载说这个教会在这个时候庆祝圣诞节。
In fact, when the Puritans came into this country,
甚至于就是清教徒来到美国的时候，北美的时候，
their Christmas celebration was so tied with pagan practices like drinking and gambling.
那个时候他们的这个圣诞节的庆祝呢，其实就跟这些外邦的庆祝是没有两样的，这个喝酒，这个赌博。
That there was a time in American history where Christmas celebration was banned, and you would be fined if you actually have anything to do with Christmas celebration.
甚至于在那个时候呢，有一阵子，在这个国家，这个圣诞节的庆祝是被禁止的。
So I just ruined your Christmas.
今天正好就把你们的圣诞节的这个梦想全部打。
Why are we celebrating?
为什么我们要这个庆祝圣诞节？
What's all this celebration, the songs and the stories about?
那我们讲到这个圣诞节的这些圣歌的时候，讲的这故事是什么呢？
Now the reason why I hate Christmas is because we've added so many different things to the actual story of Christmas that it has really lost its real meaning.
所以我很憎恨的这个现代的圣诞节，是因为我们把这个基督诞生的这个真正的信息上面加添了许许多多这种世俗的这种想法。
When we peel away all these layers of things that have been added on,
那把这些东西全部拿去的时候，
there still remains a story.
但是我们还是看到这个真正的信息。
A story that has not changed for the last 2,000 years.
而这个信息呢，在过去2000年到现在一直没有改变。
It's actually a story that has changed nations.
那这个真正的这个故事，这个信息呢，
Kings and empires,
世界改变了帝国，
many societies,
改变了许许多多的社会，
and many individuals like you and me,
改变了成千上万的人，就像你我一样。
What I want to talk about today is the real Christmas story.
所以今天要跟你们分享的是真正的这个圣诞节的故事。
Not about Santa Claus, which is really the American invention.
所以说我们也不会讲到圣诞老人，因为这个是这个西方人的想法。
But what actually happened on that day?
这反而是要跟你们分享那一天圣诞发生了什么事情。
Now, I want to start with this question of when.
首先我跟大家要看的是什么时候。
If December 25th is not the actual day of Christ's birth,
那我们晓得这个12月25号不是这个。
When was he really born?
假如说不是他真正诞生的日子的话，那什么时候诞生？
Or does it even matter to us?
他是什么时候诞生，对我们真的有意义吗？
Now I did a little search today, and in American culture, three most celebrated holidays.
那我稍微看一下这个在美国这个地方，这个最受到大众这个庆祝的这个三个假日。
I thought that they were Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter.
我以为是讲到是这个感恩节，圣诞节、感恩节或者是复活节。
But I was actually quite surprised. The third most celebrated holiday in America is actually, do you know what it is?
第三个最受欢迎
的 Halloween.
是这个万圣节。
I thought Christmas would take the first spot, but it's actually second most celebrated holiday.
我以为这圣诞节是最受欢迎的，发现它是第二受欢迎的。
And of course, the first one is Thanksgiving.
第一个当然是感恩节。
Now, in the Jewish culture, for the people of Israel,
那在那个时候，犹太人的社会里面，
they didn't really have Thanksgiving.
那个时候没有感恩节。
They had no Halloween.
也没有万圣节。
Obviously, there was no Christmas.
那当然也没有圣诞
节。There are actually three celebrated holidays that God instituted for the people of Israel.
但是神呢，却为这个以色列人呢，这个设立了三个重要的庆祝的日子。
And those three are the Feast of Passover.
第一个就是逾越节
and the Feast of Pentecost.
第二个是五旬节
and the Feast of Tabernacles.
第三个是祝棚节。
Now, why am I talking about this?
那今天为什么跟你们分享？
Because I believe that the time of Jesus' true birth actually coincides with the time of the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我深深相信，耶稣诞生的日子正好是在犹太人的祝棚节的那个附近。
Now, some people say that there's no way of knowing the real time of Jesus' birth.
那当然，很多人说今天我们不晓得真正耶稣诞生的那个日子是什么。
But Luke chapter 1 actually gives a very unusual detail about the timing.
但是呢，在这个路加福音第一章的时候，给我们一个很重要的一个细节。
The story starts with John the Baptist's father. His name was Zechariah. He was one of the priests.
那这故事的开始呢，就是这个约翰施洗约翰的父亲，就是那个祭司撒加利亚。
And it actually tells us that he was part of the priesthood of the division of Abijah.
那他甚至于讲说他这个撒加利亚是来自于这个祭司的这个分队里面的这个以利亚这个支派。
Now it's not on the screen, but you may look over this detail.
那你也许你们回去可以自己看。
But the division of Abijah was the eighth divisions in the whole priestly order.
那这个以利亚的这个支派呢，是这个整个这个祭司的这个支派里面的八个之一。
Priests in those days were like military units.
那个时候呢，这个祭司是就好像这个军队一样的，分成 几个不同的
They had their set duties for certain seasons.
那他们呢在这个不同的这个一年里面不同的季节里面有他们轮值的时间。
And Zechariah, being part of the 8th division, he would have served in the temple during the time around May and June.
那假如说这个以撒加利亚他是属于这个以利亚这个支派的话呢他恐怕就是在那个四月到五月的时候呢要进这个圣殿。
And Luke 1 tells us that Zechariah actually conceived John the Baptist right after his temple service.
那圣经里面告诉我们说这个撒加利亚跟他的妻子有怀了这个开始怀这个施洗约翰这个孕的时候呢正好是这个撒加利亚。
So that would have been around July, in the middle of the summer.
大概就是差不多夏天的时候七月的时候。
So you add on 9 months, usually pregnancy is what? 9 months, right?
所以假如说你再加九个月。
John the Baptist would have been born around March.
那这个施洗约翰呢出生的时候呢大概是三月的时候。
And then chapter 1 also tells us this encounter that Mary had with her cousin Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist.
然后这个路加福音第一章的时候又发现就是说这个施洗约翰的妈妈就是以利沙伯跟这个玛利亚约翰叫耶稣的妈妈之间的有一个相遇的时候。
And we know that Jesus was born 6 months after John the Baptist, or John the Baptist was about 6 months older.
所以说我们也晓得耶稣诞生的时候是大概施洗约翰诞生之后的六个月。
So that gives us a very general time frame of when Jesus might have been really born.
所以让我们就是有一个大概的这个知道这个耶稣出生的时候。
Around September, October at most.
也许就是在九月或者是十月的时候。
So that actually proves that Jesus was not born on December 25th.
所以说这个耶稣呢就是不在12月25号那天出生。
But what is more important is the season. This is really the tail end of the season of the Feast of Tabernacles.
那在那个时候耶稣诞生的时候呢大概就是在那个。
We don't have time to go into all these things, but Jesus was, I believe that Jesus was actually born during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, and I believe that he will be coming back around the same kind of time frame.
所以说我相信耶稣大概就是在祝棚节的庆祝的那个时候出生的。他回来的时候也会在那个时间。
There's a reason for that. Because it's the way that people actually used to celebrate tabernacles.
因为这个祝棚节是一个
And it has a much deeper meaning for the Jewish people.
对于这犹太人讲是有个非常非常深的一个意义在里面。
What they call the Feast of Booths or the Tents actually will end with this light festivals.
那就是在这祝棚节的时候他们庆祝的最后呢那一天呢是一个光明的这个庆典。
And the celebration will end on the street with this gigantic menorah.
那时候
Jewish candlestick,
在最后结束的时候这个最后一天那个庆祝的时候他有一个很大的一个巨大的一个犹太人的那个烛台。
And the whole celebration will end with lighting those menorah lights.
然后这个庆典的最高潮结束的时候就是把这个烛台上面的蜡烛一根一根的点着。
To truly understand this, you have to really go back to the Gospel of John because there are so many allusions to this idea of Jesus being the light.
那假如说你要真正了解这个耶稣诞生这个跟光之间的关系的时候，你要必须要查考这个约翰福音里面。
That's how John introduces this Jesus.
在这约翰福音里面，这个约翰就是介绍耶稣基督。
True light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. That's the introduction of John's.Jesus.
而就是讲到这个耶稣就是神的真光来到世界。
Again, all who believed in him and received his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God.
然后再讲到说每一个相信他的并且接受他的神就赐给他们。
And then in chapter 1 verse 14, he uses this very unusual expression that only the Jews would have understood.
然后在14节的时候呢这个他用了一个只有犹太人那个时候了解的。
Said the word became flesh.
也就是说道成肉身。
And then the phrase is that he tabernacled among men.
他居住在我们中间。这居住这两个字啊就是住棚的意思。
Literally means that God actually came and pitched the tent amongst men.
意思就是说神竟然来到我们人的中间在我们人中间搭了一个帐篷。
This was an important concept for the Jewish people.
这个对犹太人讲是一个非常重要的一个理念。
In the wilderness, remember God commanded them to build a tabernacle.
记不记得他们在旷野里面的时候，这个神命令他们造一个会幕。
Which would symbolize his presence with us.
这个是会幕和这个帐篷就是代表了神与他们同在。
And in the same way, Jesus was sent to be the light of men in a way that he dwelt amongst us. That's why we say to one another, Emmanuel, God is with us.
所以说当耶稣来到我们中间的时候也是一样的，来到我们中间逐了他的帐篷与我们同在。所以以马内利这个字，耶稣的名字就是神与我们同在的意思。
Second thing that's unique about this day that I want to talk about is actually how this day was announced.
那然后第二个很重要的有关这个这耶稣基督的诞生，就是他这个诞生怎么样的被宣布。
Or to whom this news was proclaimed.
或者是这个消息是首先是向谁宣布的。
Do you find it strange that why God was so secretive about this birth of the Messiah?
你有没有想过为什么这个神这个对于这个耶稣诞生的时候是好像很隐秘的？
Now, we live in a very media savvy world.
那我们晓得我们今天这个资讯的发达。
I remember every single child that we had.
那我晓得我自己的每一个这个女儿出生的时候。
Whenever we found out, we would post it on the Facebook, we will send out an email celebrating and announcing to the world that a child is coming.
每一次想知道这个师母怀孕的时候，我们就在这个脸书上面，在这个 Instagram 上面这些上跟大家宣告说我们有一个孩子要来了。
About a year ago, we adopted a dog.
那大概一年以前，我们领养一只小狗。
And then I put a little post, Princess number 5 is coming home.
我就跟大家讲说，我们的第五位公主要来了。
And I'm not kidding, just within minutes.
那我这好像就是。几分钟之内
people started posting congratulations.
大家就跟我在上面就是跟我讲说
some people started texting us halfway around the world.
甚至于是在是地球的另外一半的人都一边的人都就是来恭喜我们
they were asking how we're going to afford another daughter.
他们以为我们要有第五个女儿来了怎么办
some of them were really upset that we kept it as a secret.Why didn't you tell us?
哦，有些人就不高兴，说我憎恨的是现在的这个圣诞节变成一个世俗的。
I hate how Santa Claus has replaced Jesus Christ.
我不喜欢看到这个圣诞老人现在取代了耶稣的位置。
And the message of the Christmas has become about our good deeds and the stuff and things that we receive as a reward.
那圣诞节的信息现在被人家扭曲成为是我们要怎么样的做为别人做好事情接受礼物。
I hate how this season has really become all about making profit in this season, starting from Black Friday.
那我更不喜欢的就是这个现在圣诞季节呢就是从这黑色星期五开始这个目的就是要赚钱
Cyber Monday
或者是这个 Cyber Monday
And then Cyber Week
Cyber 周
I'm still getting emails, spam mails
现在到现在还有人这个送这些不受欢迎的这 email
All the way leading up to Christmas season
告诉我这个一直到现在都接到这些的
We have been entrenched with this consumeristic culture
因为我们现在真的是被这个消费的主义的这个文化给充满了
I also hate how families without friends or people without money This is probably one of the most stressful season
那我又特别的不喜欢的就是看到有一些是没有家庭的或者没有亲戚没有朋友的
One survey
says, 在这个时候是特别特别的孤单
People of all the times or seasons This is probably one of the loneliest seasons That they loneliness that they experience
大概就是这个时候他们是觉得最孤单最有压力的时候
I also hate how this Christmas celebration Is rooted in our paganistic celebration
那我也特别的憎恨这个我们今天的这个圣诞节里面许许多多的庆祝其实是一个这个没有不信神的那种人的庆祝的来源
In fact, the origin of Christmas has nothing to do with the actual birth of Christ.
当然我们晓得这个圣诞节这个日期的来源是跟这个耶稣诞生的日期是一点关联都没有
It used to be a very paganistic ancient holiday.
以前是一个非常这个就是化外这个不信神的这个他们的文化的一种操练。
And when Romans embraced Christianity, they tried to convert their typical pagan holiday into religious holiday.
那罗马人呢，当他们这个接受了基督信仰的时候，他们就想把这些外邦人的这些习惯就带到这个信仰里面来。
In fact, you read the church history.
那假如说你看这个教会的历史的时候
，For the first 500 years since the time of Jesus, there was no record of any Christians celebrating the birth of Christ.
那就在这个教会的历史里面，头500年。没有任何一些的这个记载说这个教会在这个时候庆祝圣诞节。
In fact, when the Puritans came into this country,
甚至于就是清教徒来到美国的时候，北美的时候
，their Christmas celebration was so tied with pagan practices like drinking and gambling.
那个时候他们的这个圣诞节的庆祝呢，其实就跟这些外邦的庆祝是没有两样的，这个喝酒，这个赌博。
That there was a time in American history where Christmas celebration was banned, and you would be fined if you actually have anything to do with Christmas celebration.
甚至于在那个时候呢，有一阵子，在这个国家，这个圣诞节的庆祝是被禁止的。
So I just ruined your Christmas.
所以今天正好就把你们的圣诞节的这个梦想全部打碎
了。Why are we celebrating?
为什么我们要这个庆祝圣诞节
？What's all this celebration, the songs and the stories about？
那我们讲到这个圣诞节的这些圣歌的时候，讲的这故事是什么呢
？Now the reason why I hate Christmas is because we've added so many different things to the actual story of Christmas that it has really lost its real meaning.
所以我很憎恨的这个现代的圣诞节，是因为我们把这个基督诞生的这个真正的信息上面加添了许许多多这种世俗的这种想法。
When we peel away all these layers of things that have been added on,
那把这些东西全部拿去的时候
，there still remains a story.
但是我们还是看到这个真正的信息
，a story that has not changed for the last 2,000 years.
而这个信息呢，在过去2000年到现在一直。
It's actually a story that has changed nations.
那这个真正的这个故事，这个信息呢
，kings and empires,
世界改变了帝国
，many societies,
改变了许许多多的社会
，and many individuals like you and me,
改变了成千上万的人，就像你我一样。
What I want to talk about today is the real Christmas story.
所以今天要跟你们分享的是真正的这个圣诞节的故事
，not about Santa Claus, which is really the American invention.
所以说我们也不会讲到圣诞老人，因为这个是这个西方人的想法。
But what actually happened on that day?
那这反而是要跟你们分享那一天圣诞发生了什么事情。
Now, I want to start with this question of when.
首先我跟大家要看的是什么时候。
If December 25th is not the actual day of Christ's birth,
那我们晓得这个12月25号不是这个、
When was he really born?
假如说不是他真正诞生的日子的话，那什么时候诞生
？Or does it even matter to us?
他是什么时候诞生，对我们真的有意义吗
？Now I did a little search today, and in American culture, three most celebrated holidays.
那我稍微看一下这个在美国这个地方，这个最受到大众这个庆祝的这个三个假日。
I thought that they were Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter.
那我以为是讲到是这个感恩节、圣诞节、感恩节或者是复活节。
But I was actually quite surprised. The third most celebrated holiday in America is actually, do you know what it is?
那第三个最受欢迎的
is Halloween.
是这个万圣节。
I thought Christmas would take the first spot, but it's actually second most celebrated holiday.
我以为这圣诞节是最受欢迎的，发现它是第二受欢迎的。
And of course, the first one is Thanksgiving.
那第一个当然是感恩节。
Now, in the Jewish culture, for the people of Israel,
那在那个时候，犹太人的社会里面
，they didn't really have Thanksgiving.
那个时候没有感恩节
，they had no Halloween.
也没有万圣节
，obviously there was no Christmas.
那当然也没有圣诞节
There are actually three celebrated holidays that God instituted for the people of Israel.
但是神呢，却为这个以色列人呢，这个设立的三个重要的庆祝的日子。
And those three are the Feast of Passover.
第一个就是逾越节
，and the Feast of Pentecost。
第二个是五旬节
，and the Feast of Tabernacles。
第三个是祝棚节。
Now, why am I talking about this?
那今天为什么跟你们分享？
Because I believe that the time of Jesus' true birth actually coincides with the time of the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我深深相信耶稣诞生的日子正好是在犹太人的祝棚节的那个附近。
Now, some people say that there's no way of knowing the real time of Jesus' birth.
那当然很多人说今天我们不晓得真正耶稣诞生的那个日子是什么。
But Luke chapter 1 actually gives a very unusual detail about the timing.
但是呢在这个路加福音第一章的时候给我们一个很重要的一个细节。
The story starts with John the Baptist's father. His name was Zechariah. He was one of the priests.
那这故事的开始呢就是这个约翰施洗约翰的父亲就是那个祭司撒加利亚。
And it actually tells us that he was part of the priesthood of the division of Abijah.
那他甚至于讲说他这个撒加利亚是来自于这个祭司的这个分队里面的这个以利亚这个支派。
Now it's not on the screen, but you may look over this detail.
那你也许你们回去可以自己看。
But the division of Abijah was the eighth divisions in the whole priestly order.
那这个以利亚的这个支派呢，是这个整个这个这个祭司的这个支派里面的八个之一。
Priests in those days were like military units.
那个时候呢，这个祭司是就好像这个军队一样的分成。
They had their set duties for certain seasons.
那他们呢，在这个不同的这个一年里面，不同的季节里面，有他们轮值的时间。
And Zechariah, being part of the eighth division, he would have served in the temple during the time around May and June.
那假如说这个撒加利亚，他是属于这个以利亚这个支派的话呢，他恐怕就是在那个。四月到五月的时候呢，要进这个圣殿。
And Luke 1 tells us that Zechariah actually conceived John the Baptist right after his temple service.
那圣经里面告诉我们说，这个撒加利亚跟他的妻子有怀了这个开始怀这个施洗约翰这个孕的时候呢，正好是这个撒加利亚。
So that would have been around July, in the middle of the summer.
大概就是差不多。夏天的时候，七月的时候。
So you add on 9 months. Usually pregnancy is what? 9 months, right?
所以假如说你再加九个月。
John the Baptist would have been born around March.
那这个施洗约翰呢，出生的时候呢，大概是三月的时候。
And then chapter 1 also tells us this encounter that Mary had with her cousin Elizabeth who was carrying John the Baptist.
然后这个路加福音第一章的时候又发现就是说这个施洗约翰的妈妈就是以利沙伯。跟这个玛利亚、约翰、耶稣的妈妈之间的有一个相遇的时候。
And we know that Jesus was born 6 months after John the Baptist, or John the Baptist was about 6 months older.
所以说我们也晓得耶稣诞生的时候是大概施洗约翰诞生之后的六个月。
So that gives us a very general time frame of when Jesus might have been really born.
所以让我们就是有一个大概的这个知道这个耶稣。出生的时候
around September, October at most.
也许就是在九月或者是十月的时候。
So that actually proves that Jesus was not born on December 25th.
所以说这个耶稣呢，就是不在十二月二十五号那天出生。
But what is more important is the season. This is really the tail end of the season of the Feast of Tabernacles.
那在那个时候，耶稣诞生的时候呢，大概就是在那个。
We don't have time to go into all these things, but Jesus was, I believe, that Jesus was actually born during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, and I believe that he will be coming back around the same kind of time frame.
所以说，我相信耶稣大概就是在祝棚节的庆祝的那个时候出生的，他回来的时候也会在那个时间。
There's a reason for that. Because it's the way that people actually used to celebrate tabernacles.
因为这个祝棚节是一个。
And it has a much deeper meaning for the Jewish people.
对于这犹太人讲，是有个非常非常深的一个意义在里面。
What they call the Feast of Booths or the Tents actually will end with this light festivals.
那就是在这祝棚节的时候，他们庆祝的最后呢，那一天呢是一个光明的这个庆典。
And the celebration will end on the street with this gigantic menorah.
那时候那个
Jewish candlestick，
在最后结束的时候，这个最后一天那个庆祝的时候，他有一个很大的一个巨大的一个犹太人的那个烛台。
And the whole celebration will end with lighting those menorah.
然后这个庆典的最高潮结束的时候，就是把这个烛台上面的蜡烛一根一根的点着。
To truly understand this, you have to really go back to the Gospel of John because there are so many allusions to this idea of Jesus being the light.
那假如说你要真正了解这个耶稣诞生这个跟光之间的关系的时候，你要必须要查考这个约翰福音里面。
That's how John introduces this Jesus.
在这约翰福音里面，这个约翰就是介绍耶稣基督。
True light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. That's the introduction of John's.Jesus.
就是讲到这个耶稣就是神的真光来到世界。
Again, all who believed in him and received his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God.
然后再讲到说，每一个相信他的并且接受他的，神就赐给他们。
And then in chapter
1,
verse 14, he uses this very unusual expression that only the Jews would have understood.
然后在十四节的时候呢，这个他用了一个只有犹太人那个时候了解的。
Said the word became flesh,
也就是说道成肉身。
And then the phrase is that he tabernacled among men.
他居住在我们中间，这居住这两个字啊，就是住棚的意思。
Literally means that God actually came and pitched the tent amongst men.
意思就是说，神竟然来到我们人的中间，在我们人中间搭了一个帐篷。
This was an important concept for the Jewish people.
这个对犹太人讲是一个非常重要的一个理念。
In the wilderness, remember God commanded them to build a tabernacle.
记不记得他们在旷野里面的时候，这个神命令他们造一个会幕。
Which would symbolize his presence with us.
这个是会幕和这个帐篷就是代表了神与他们同在。
And in the same way, Jesus was sent to be the light of men in a way that he dwelt amongst us. That's why we say to one another, Emmanuel, God is with us.
所以说当耶稣来到我们中间的时候也是一样的，来到我们中间筑了他的帐篷与我们同在。所以以马内利这个字，耶稣的名字就是神与我们同在的意思。
Second thing that's unique about this day that I want to talk about is actually how this day was announced.
那然后第二个很重要的有关这耶稣基督的诞生，就是他这个诞生怎么样的被宣布。
Or to whom this news was proclaimed.
或者是这个消息是首先是向谁宣布的。
Do you find it strange that why God was so secretive about this birth of the Messiah?
你有没有想过为什么这个神这个对于这个耶稣诞生的时候是好像很隐秘的？
Now, we live in a very media savvy world.
那我们晓得我们今天这个资讯的发达。
I remember every single child that we had.
那我晓得我自己的每一个这个女儿出生的时候。
Whenever we found out, we would post it on the Facebook, we will send out an email celebrating and announcing to the world that a child is coming.
每一次想知道这个师母怀孕的时候，我们就在这个脸书上面，在这个 Instagram 上面这些上跟大家宣告说我们有一个孩子要来了。
About a year ago, we adopted a dog.
那大概一年以前，我们领养一只小狗。
And then I put a little post, Princess number 5 is coming home.
我就跟大家讲说，我们的第五位公主要来了。
And I'm not kidding, just within minutes.
那我这好像就是。几分钟之内
，People started posting congratulations.
大家就跟我在上面就是跟我讲说。
Some people started texting us halfway around the world.
甚至于是在是地球的另外一半的人都一边的人都就是来恭喜我们。
They were asking how we're going to afford another daughter.
他们以为我们要有第五个女儿来了，怎么办
？Some of them were really upset that we kept it as a secret.Why didn't you tell us?
有些人就不高兴说你为什么一早没有告诉我们。
So just within minutes, the news just went around all the way around the world and then reached back to us.
那真的几分钟之内这个消息就整个传遍了全世界。
So it's really hard to imagine for us the times of no radio, no newspaper, no televisions.
所以说对我们来讲很难想象在一个时代里面这个没有电视没有这种网路这个没有两个。
Probably one of the most historic events that ever took place.
那这个可能是这个人类最重要的一件历史的事情发生的时候
was kept as a secret.
但是呢对于其他的人来讲像好像是一个秘密。
And this news was announced only to two groups of people.
那这个消息呢只有两组人听到。
And you saw through the musical today that who these people were.
刚刚我们看到的这个他们的这个音乐剧我们知道第一组人是谁。
The first group was the shepherds.
第一组这第二组第一组是牧羊人。
Shepherds in those days were the lowest class of the society.
那牧羊人在那个时候是社会最边缘最低贱的人。
They were out in the field. They don't even have a place to really rest or call home.
他们是在这个旷野里面，他们连自己有一个属于他们自己的家都没有。
Nomadic people，
他们是一个是一个这个流浪的人。
And then we call them three wise men。
那我们就就是叫他们说有三东方的三博士。
Actually, it doesn't tell us how many。
当然，我们不晓得圣经真的是讲是有三。
We just assume three because there were three gifts。
我们说是有三位博士，因为他们呈的这个礼物是三样。
But these were ancient kings.
但是这些呢是以前的原始的这些国王。
A man of wisdom and understanding.
是有智慧的、有知识的这些人。
They were also Gentiles.
他们也是外邦人。
So God announced these incredible, most historic news only to these two groups of people.
所以神呢将这个最重要的这个耶稣诞生的这个消息呢就是宣告给这两组人。
Now I think about this event, if I were God, I would literally announce to the whole world.
那我在想假如说我做神的话呢我恐怕把这个消息是让这个全世界都公布。
It could have been a voice from heaven.
或者是也许就是用这个从天上来一个
It could have been some kind of natural event like earthquake or something.
或者是用一个特别的一种奇迹像地震来宣告。
Nothing, no fanfare.
但是呢却一点都没有。
I mean, imagine what happened to these shepherds.
那也想想看这些牧羊人。
They were given this special revelation that the Messiah, the King of the King, Lord of the Lords, was born on that day. And can you imagine what might have happened to them?
所以假如说他们今天真的是被神所拣选，看到这个听到这个消息说这个弥赛亚要出生了，他们以后的日子会怎么样？
In the whole world, they were the only ones who witnessed the coming of this king.
因为在整个世界上面，只有他们看到这个未来的君王的诞生。
And what happened to them?
他们后来怎么样？
What happened to them?
他们后来怎么了？
Nothing.
没有消息。
After that night, they probably went home.
所以那天晚上以后，他们恐怕回到他们自己
家里面去。They went about doing their business.
或者他们继续他们的生活。
And for almost 30 years, they would not hear the name of Jesus, not even once.
然后一直到三十年。未来的三十年就从来就一直就是没有再听到。
What about these magi or these kings?
那这些国王这些博士呢
？Imagine traveling across the continents just to welcome this king.
想想看，他们从东方老远的来这边，就是来看膜拜这位王。
The research and the preparation that went into this trip.
他们要来之前所做的一些研究，所做的一些准备。
Probably after this, they went back.
然后在这件事情完了以后他们就回去了。
And we never hear about them, not even once.
我们也再也听不到他们的消息了。
Now it is unfortunate that sometimes we, the way we tell the story, we combine these two stories and even today, we saw Magi and the shepherds coming together to worship.
那很多时候呢我们把这耶稣诞生的这些许许多多的事情好像全部就浓缩成一个故事。
There are actually two versions of the birth of Christ recorded in the Bible.
但是其实呢今天我们看圣经的话我们知道耶稣诞生的故事其实有两个不同的说法。
One comes from Luke.
一个是从路加福音里面看
到。He never mentions Magi.
他路加福音从来没有提到这个三博士。
He never mentions Herod.
他也没有提到这个希律王。
He only tells the story of the shepherds and the manger.
他只讲到这个牧羊人跟这个马槽的故事。
Then Matthew tells another version.
那马太呢，他就讲了另外一个故事。
Which never mentions shepherds.
里面就没有提到牧羊人。
There's no mention of manger.
也没有讲到马槽。
It actually starts with the genealogy of Christ.
他开始的时候是讲到这个耶稣的家谱。
And then he's the only one who mentions the story of Herod.
那只有他是讲到这个希律王
and these magi or the kings
和这些东方来的这些博士
These actually happened at two separate times. We're not going to go into details.
他们其实这两个故事发生的是在不同的时间。
But it's unfortunate that we combine these stories into one version.
但是呢，很不幸的，我们常常就把这两个故事呢融成一个故事。
Both Luke and Matthew are trying to tell us who this baby is.
那路加跟马太呢，都在这边告诉我们说，这位新生王弥赛亚是谁
？One with the eyes towards the Gentiles.
一个，他的这个对象是讲的是
外邦人。The other towards with the eyes towards the Jews.
另外一个讲的这种他的对象是针对着犹太人。
Matthew is trying to tell us that he is the king of the Jews.
那马太想要告诉我们说，这耶稣是这犹太人的王。
And Luke is trying to tell us that he is a shepherd of all nations.
那这路加呢，想要告诉我们说，耶稣是这个全世界人类的牧羊。
Jesus actually came as a shepherd of all mankind.
那耶稣来，的确是来牧羊。
But what is also shocking in this story is that most people really kind of ignore the significance of what happened with the Magi.
那很多时候呢，我们真的是觉得很惊讶，为什么我们看这故事的时候就忽略掉这个？
It's a very prophetic picture that gold really does represent loyalty. Royalty.
这是个他们所呈现的这个三个这个礼物，黄金的确是代表这个君王。
But frankincense is really a type of incense that was used to appease the wrath of God.
那这个香呢，是的确是用来是崇拜来这个。来敬拜神的。
And the oil of myrrh, you know what it was used for?
那另外那个这个油呢，这个、目的是什么呢？
Even to this day,
甚至于到现在
it is extensively used in rituals of burials.
主要是用来是准备这个被埋葬的。
As an embalming oil over dead body.
就把这个油是插在这个过去人的这个身体上。
Every time I think about these gifts that the Magi brought to Jesus,
每一次我想到这个这些博士所带来的这个礼物
I think of it as a prophetic act.
我又觉得这个的确是一个
This king of infinite worth and infinite wisdom
是讲到这个耶稣的这个他的身份他的价值
Would one day actually lay down his life
他在时间到的时候他会不会把他自己的生命献
And to die for his
people
And those gifts really represent the destiny that this baby was actually carrying.
所以礼物的确是代表了这位小婴儿他将来的命运。
I want to talk about the last part, which is a manger.
然后最后要跟你们分享这个故事里面的这个马槽。
Why was Jesus born in a manger?
为什么耶稣生在马槽里
？Now today Jesus actually fell from the manger.
今天我们刚刚看到这耶稣从这马槽里面掉出来。
On that day, I don't think he actually fell. But why was he born in a manger?
他为什么当年出生的时候是在马槽里？
Our typical understanding is that it's very incidental or accidental.
那 what is
incidental, like, you know, by accident.
Okay. 那我们要晓得的，这可能就是凑巧发生的。
We know from this story that the whole empire was moving around just to register in their hometown.
那我们晓得在那个时候，这个罗马帝国，整个罗马帝国在那边，大家都在那边移动，为了就是要报名上册。
So you can understand the chaos, the business, and people trying to go back to their home country to register.
那你可以想到那时候多少人要从一个地方到另外一个地方，为了就是要来报户口。
So usually the story that we grew up with was that Mary and Joseph were in their hometown and they could not find the motel room or inn.
那我们听到的故事就是约瑟跟玛利亚他们来到他们自己的家乡的时候在那里他们找不到这个可以居住的这个旅馆
So the only place that they could find was
他们能够找到的、
就是、A stable in a manger
在那个这个马槽里
It was just an unfortunate circumstance
就是好像是一个很不幸的一个巧合
But that's not what the Bible actually tells us.
但是圣经不是这样子跟我们说的。
There is something that is happening around the entire Roman Empire.
在那个时候呢，整个罗马帝国有一件事情在发生。
And there is a force behind all these things.
那这发生后面呢，有一个很重要的一个能力，一个力量在那边推动。
All this was happening in order to fulfill this one prophecy that Micah actually spoke almost 500 years before the coming of Jesus.
所有的这些事情的发生的目的就是在那边应验。
And our children spoke of that prophecy that the Savior would be born in the town of Bethlehem. In the city of David. For that to happen, God has to orchestrate an empire-wide event where he would put this thought in Caesar Augustus' mind that he would call for the most unprecedented census.
为了要应验这个预言, 神会尽量的就是移动整个罗马帝国，移动这个罗马皇帝的心意， 让这个整个帝国因为要注册，要报名， 所以他整个帝国在那边移动。
That everybody would have to travel to their hometown to register.
每一个人必须要回到他自己的家乡。
It became a decree, the law.
要成为一个这个搬下来的一个 法令。
So Joseph and Mary had to travel from where they were living, Galilee or Nazareth.
那约瑟跟这个玛利亚必须从他们居住的加利利来到这个伯利恒。
All the way back to the town of Bethlehem.
来到伯利恒。
And of course, there was no room.
那当然在那个时候没有地方给他们住。
They were all sold out? Is that what happened?
是不是真的是所有的这个旅馆都满了呢?
Jesus being born in a stable is no accident.
所以是耶稣在这个 马槽里面出生不是一个巧合。
Again, this speaks of who this baby really was.
的确,他是要告诉我们耶稣这位婴儿是谁。
We sing about Jesus having no place to lay his head.
我们常常唱这首歌说这耶稣没有地方可以放他的头,枕他的头。
But it wasn't really a lack of local accommodation.
其实不是说那个时候没有
Jewish homes usually have two courts, one ground level and then one upper room.
那在这个犹太人的这个传统的家呢，就有两层。
Upper room is always reserved for guests.
上面的一层呢，常一般都是为这些客人所留的。
So most Jewish homes would actually have an upper room, and this is why the same word that is used for inn is used for that upper room, which is a guest room in the house.
犹太人里面他们说上面这一层呢就是好像是这个相同的用来描述的是相同的字说这个是一个给客人用的地方
Because of the census and all the people traveling that Jesus, Joseph and Mary could not find a place and the only place that they could have been born is this what they call stable
那这个圣经里面讲说他们找不到地方 这个睡的地方，这主要是就是给客人用的。他们唯一能够去的。
Again, I don't think it's actually a stable because not many homes actually would have stables.
那其实这个不是讲说是一个专门是饲养这个。
But if you study the ancient history, every Jewish home would actually have a ground level where they would actually raise some form of animals.
那假如说你看这个当时犹太人的这个住家的时候呢，他们的这个底层呢，一般都是有一个地方是。 是他们养他们的牲畜的地方。
And the purpose of raising these small animals was really to sacrifice for worship.
这些牲畜的目的呢是什么? 是就是他将来他们献祭的时候所杀的宰杀的。
So Jesus is actually born in this place where animals were raised as an atoning sacrifice.
所以耶稣所出生的地方是一个被这些要宰杀献祭的牲畜所这个
I don't think this was an accident.
这个不是一个巧合。
What kind of father would send his own son into this world in a place where animal would be raised up to be killed?
所以说，想他有世界上有哪一个父亲愿意把他的儿子放到一个这个一个羊将来要被宰杀的一个牲畜的地方？
He's the only baby who was born into this world with the death warrant on his life.
所以他是。 世界上唯一的一个在出生的时候就有一个死刑的命令在他头上的
What kind of father would actually send his son or his child into this world with the destiny to die?
所以哪一个父亲愿意把他的儿子在出生的时候就说他将来的命运就是要死？
That's what God is doing here in this story.
所以这是神在这个故事里面要告诉我们的。
That Jesus was a sacrificial lamb.
是耶稣就是为我们罪而死的羔羊。
That would one day have to lay down his life.
他哪一天会为我们把他的生命舍下
？To appease God's wrath. To appease God's wrath.
就让神的愤怒可以得到消。
So that you and I can actually switch places with him.
所以今天我们可以跟他改这个交换。
That he will die in our place.
他为我们的罪而死。
And you and I will stand in his place.
那我们今天就可以在他的这个位置里面得胜。
This was God's plan.
这是神的。
This was no accident.
他的神的计划。
He's the only person in this world who was ordained to not live but to die.
这个耶稣是唯一的，他的命运就是不是去活，而是去死。
He's the only person whose life was determined that it would end on the cross.
那唯一的世界上唯一的一个人，他的生命是要死在十字架上面。
This was God's plan of salvation.
这是神的拯救的计划。
This was God's gift to this world.
这是神给这个世界的礼物。
Jesus as the light of this world.
耶稣就是这个世界的
光。In whom is our life.
在他里面才有。
He came as a shepherd of God's people.
他成为人类的牧羊人。
Who have gone astray.
因为人类都已经走迷了。
He is that king who demands not our loyalty or service, but who is willing to lay down his life for his own people.
他做君王，但是他做的君王不是来要我们服从他，而是愿意为我们舍命。
A babe who was born as an atoning sacrifice for God.
这个一个婴儿为人的罪而死，而生。
That's the real story of Christmas.
这个是这个圣诞节真正的故事。
And Jesus really is the real gift from God, not because he thought that you and I deserved him.
耶稣的确是神给我们的一个礼物，不是因为我们都配得到这个礼物。
But because he has loved us.
但是因为他爱我们。
He loved the world so much.
他爱我们。
That he sent his own son, only begotten son, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
以致他将他的独生子赐给我们，让我们每一个信他的不会灭亡，反得永生。
Now you understand why I hate Santa Claus.
所以你现在晓得为什么我憎恨圣诞老人。
And I love the gospel.
但是我却是深深的爱这个福音。
God gives us these different seasons to remember.
神给我们这不同的季节，让我们来纪念。
What the real gift is.
这真正神的给我们的礼物是什么？
We not only have to remember, it's not really about when he was born.
所以说我们真的不需要这个记住这个耶稣是什么时候哪一个日子生的。
But it's also about why he had to be born.
但是要知道为什么他生。
Why he had to come into this world.
为什么他来到这个世界。
It's the gift from God for you and me in this season.
是让神给我们你跟我的一个礼物。
I hope you will not forget.
希望你不要忘记。
I hope you will not be distracted.
希望你不要被这世界上的事情给迷惑了。
This gift does not come wrapped in papers.
这个礼物不是从一个这个盒子里面出来的。
It does not come in Amazon cardboard boxes.
不是从这个 Amazon 的这个礼盒里面出来的。
Comes in the person of Jesus.
是从耶稣基督那里来的。
And that's what is available to us today.
所以今天我们每一个人都能够得到。
I don't know what's going through your mind in this season.
我不晓得在这个圣诞节的季节里面你们心里想
什么。About traveling, about family gatherings, buying gifts, shopping, saving money.
或者是想到这个家里团圆，或者是为别人买礼物。
But I hope you'll not be distracted and forget why Jesus came.
所以我希望你们不要分心，要了解，要知道耶稣为什么来了。是真的。
I want you to stand with me as we close.
神的礼物，我们一起起立。
Before we leave this place, if you can just open your hands towards God as a gesture or posture.
我们离开以前，让我们把我们的手都伸开，
posture of receiving,
手心向上，就是表示说我们愿意接受。
My prayer is that you will not leave this place with what Jesus really came to bring us.
我的祷告是希望我们今天在离开以前 我们都得到这个耶稣为什么为我们来。
Hope you'll not leave this place without that hope.
我们在离开以前都得到耶稣带给我们的希望。
The peace.
给我们的
The joy.
平安, 喜乐,
and the love.
神的爱,
and the Christ himself.
耶稣基督他自己。
Father, I pray for your church.
主耶稣, 天父，我为你的教会祷告。
I pray for your sons and daughters.
我为你的儿女祷告。
That many of us, our hearts are distracted in this season.
我们在这个时候, 很, 我们很多人,
Some of us feel lonely.
其中的压力, 有些人很孤单,
alone and abandoned.
或者是觉得是被遗弃了, 遗忘了。
Many of us do not have hope that you speak of.
很多时候我们心里面真的好像是没有这个盼望。
Our hearts have been restless.
我们的心都不安。
But I pray that the gift of the person of Jesus Christ today will penetrate into our soul deeply.
但是主耶稣基督，我们求你自己的这个礼物能够深深的进入我们的心。
And you'll remind us what gift we share today.
让我们知道你今天要跟我们分享的这个礼物是什么。
And remind us once again that this gift is not just for us.
那这个礼物不是来责骂我们。
But for this world who desperately needs
那这, 让我们也晓得这个礼物也是不单是给我们的也是给世界的,
the gift of Christ.
这个耶稣基督你的,
so Father, I commission your church to go and be the messenger in this world.
所以, 天父, 我们求, 求你让我们的教会成为这个信息的使者,
be the voice of hope and peace and joy that you bring to us.
把这个, 这个平安, 这个盼望带给世界,
we celebrate you today.
我们今天庆祝,
celebrate your mercy and your love for us.
我们也为你的慈悲，你的爱， 我们来庆祝。
May each of our lives embody this Christ to this world.
让我们每一个人都愿意接受你进入我们的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.